As promised and announced yesterday, today at the headquarters of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, I tried the amazing Yirga Shefe from Ethiopia roasted by Al Master Roaster at Small Batch in Hove in the AeroPress. But I will admit that before I tried it in the AeroPress, I just had to pull another shot as a neat espresso. So good was it yesterday that I wanted to start my day with that. It's one day older. It is just as rich and beautiful as it was yesterday. But that put aside, I have now also done the AeroPress with the Yirga Shefe. I've done both methods, the inverted method and the normal method. I quite enjoy the inverted method because I've just got more control on my brew time. I kept it, again, as suggested, at 16 grams of coffee and the brew time, all in all, a minute and a half, just over 200 milliliters of water. So what you do, you grind your coffee kind of medium coarse, a bit like sand, and then, obviously, I used my hand grinder. I just love when I'm using the AeroPress. I think I'm on holiday with my hand grinder, the Porlix grinder, so I did that as well. Did my two methods, put them side by side. It was a lovely coffee. A filter coffee, of course, is much thinner in the mouth than an espresso would be. It makes sense. It's not extracted under pressure. It's extracted quite gently. It brews for longer. Generally speaking, it has a bit more caffeine than an espresso. Again, that put aside, what was the mouthfeel like? Well, it was delightful. It was light. It was fruity. It was very smooth. It was pleasant on the palate. Really kind of stayed lovely in the mouth. What I always like doing is just resting it on my tongue, in my mouth, before swallowing it, just to see what it does and how comfortable does it sit. Well, this coffee sits extremely comfortably. I don't know if anybody could really tell the difference between the two methods in the taste of the coffee. One thing is for sure, if you use the normal method, a bit of coffee and water can, or watery coffee can trickle through the filter before you've actually finished brewing. But as soon as you put the top bit onto the AeroPress, vacuum is built and you've got more control, and then of course it sits there. The another important thing is obviously to stir it, and you'll see that beautiful bloom rising to the top. Again, that'll indicate how fresh these beans are. And these beans are only 5 days off the roast. They are an absolute optimum window of freshness. And that means that you can really feel and taste all the lovely details and notes in it. It is a very refreshing, lovely coffee. I could drink that all day again. It's light on the palate. It's fruity, but it's not zesty. Again, I think I could detect a little bit of the notes that I was guided to feel. It's a bit strawberry-like. It's just beautiful. I will encourage you, again, just to try it.